markets are mixed this morning. There's not really a whole lot going on here. The financial futures traders are watching and reacting to this morning's statements from the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. He basically restated what the previous comments were and said that the central bank anticipates tapering bond purchases and maybe shrinking the money supply later in the year. But that policy is really, for now, going to be accommodative and could change at any moment depending on the long-term economic data. If things don't really improve and the unemployment rates start to gradually go higher rather than gradually go lower, then they probably won't do it. And he made sure that we knew that there was nothing set in stone or pre-planned up to this point. That right now has the stock market futures unchanged here. We're up 13 to 14 in the Dow, up about 5.5 points in the S&P. So just not a whole lot going on. This morning they released the June housing starts, which was down 9.9%. That's a 10-month low here. They're expecting a positive number, about 4%. Permits were also lower. Permits were down 7.5%, which is a 2-year low. I think a lot of that's reacting to maybe the higher interest rates, which this morning interest rates are actually a little bit lower here on the 30-year bond. U.S. dollar futures here are up about 25 points, which indicates maybe possible slower exports for commodities in the future. But for right now, everything seems to be going okay. Crude oil futures this morning are steady. We're down 13 in August, up 5 in September. We had an EIA, or the Energy Information Administration, report this morning that showed a drop of about 6.9 million barrels for the week ending July 12th. It also showed that there is the demand for gasoline fell about 6.2 last week, and that's due to the higher gasoline prices. Cattle futures today, we're just down about 60 to 90 in the live cattle, down about 50 to 90 in the feeder cattle. There's some surprise there with the corn being lower. This Friday we have the cattle on feed report. They're showing on feed of about 97%, placed about 95, and marketed about 95. Grain futures are lower here in the corn and soybeans, anywhere from steady to 6 lower. Wheat futures are slightly higher here, up a penny to 3 cents. And really the news is that China's wheat damage may be double the initial estimates, and that has us expecting more demand from China and Brazil, as Argentina has also cut exports.